She, Ruth, dug out some pictures of some of the old-timers and things.
That's Riley.
This is Riley here, Riley Erickson, sitting in his store, smoking his pipe. Looks like there's canvas behind the shelves here. Was it canvas in the on the walls?
Probably. There might have been an oilcloth or something, probably. That's very likely.
Oilcloth.
Uh-huh. And this is Frank Leach.
He's got his elbows on the display case.
Mm-hmm. And Riley was always, he would reach in and get a handful of candy to give the kids. I think sometimes perhaps it would have been better had he let them reach in and get it, or, but it didn't matter, you know, they were, it didn't matter. It was,
heck no.
It was, he was just such a good-hearted, kind man.
He didn't use a scoop, he used his hand.
Yeah, and they were a little bit dirty sometimes, but that was all right. That was. And this is the Roadhouse at Circle.
Tell me a little bit about Frank and Emma Leach.
Oh, they were. Frank Leach was the most wonderful host, and he owned that Circle Hot Springs as long as I could remember, until his illness forced him to sell. Mrs. Leach was not the type that wanted to be a hostess. She would rather be working and staying in the background, and they always hired a hostess. But they were married in 1924 in Fort Yukon. He had a broken leg, I believe.
Canada, wasn't it? Or was it Fort Yukon?
Oh, was she it? Came to Fort Yukon as a Red Cross nurse. Yeah. And that's where they met, and then they were married in 1924. And came to Circle Hot Springs,
which
of course at that time there was no hotel there. It was just a log building. Mm-hmm. But that was.
She worked really hard.
Mm-hmm.